Hello, I'm Rob Cameron. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, here today with Bytes by MSDN. My guest is Kurt from Identity Mine. Mm-hmm. And Kurt, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm Kurt Brockett from Identity Mine. My official title is Director of UX Evangelism at Identity Mine, and I take care of most of our community-oriented marketing and then also business development for the team.
That's very cool. So we just had the Mix 10 keynote today, where they announced Silverlight for Windows Phone 7 Series and XNA. Obviously, I'm sure the Silverlight part is where you're focused on. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd heard that Identity Mine had assisted with some demos.
Yeah, so we were all collectively holding our breath during the keynote. You could hear a big sigh of relief after everything went well. We worked on the Seismic Windows Phone 7 Series app, and then also the application for Graphically, the comic book reading application.
Okay, so, yeah. No, those are both great apps, yeah. And I could definitely relate to, you know, wanted to see everything come off. And so the demos were fantastic.
Yeah, they were all.
So given the Identity Mine as an agency, and, you know, you've been focusing on, you know, Silverlight and for the web and for the mm-hmm. desktop with WPF, you know, now we have Silverlight on the Windows Phone 7 series. You know, if you want to talk about what the experience was as an agency kind of diving mm-hmm. into the platform, and then where do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, it's been great for us. So we took a bet on Avalon back in 2005 as kind of the next generation of our business, right? And that evolved into WPF, which then became the programming platform for Surface. And Surface introduced Touch, then Touch was introduced into Windows 7, and now there's mobile for that platform as well. So that initial investment has now kind of spawned all of these new businesses, right? So it's great for us to have Silverlight on the phone. It just brings a whole new set of projects to existing customers and new customers bringing into the fold. So the one thing that's great about Silverlight is it's the same runtime. So it's not something that you have to develop differently for. What you're developing differently is the user experience. Mm-hmm. The technology is the same, which is great. And we'd be foolish to think that a web-based experience, a two-foot experience, would work on a phone.
Right.
But that's something Identity Mine's kind of, we've invested in making sure that our guys have the right user experience and stuff for that type of device. And It's been a good transition. We started with those applications about a month ago and brought them up to speed. Yeah.
Wow. Now, so I mean, yeah, having the Surface background and then, you know, with Touch and then mm-hmm. jumping into the phone with the multi-touch as well must have been a pretty smooth transition, I would imagine.
Yeah. From a technology perspective, there's a lot of things that you learn about Touch when you mm-hmm. develop and just how to interact with people using a finger instead of a mouse keyboard. So some of that did translate. There's a whole new set of experiences, though, for that mobile piece. So our guys, you know, were able to translate that, and you saw by the applications that were delivered.
Yeah, it looked great. Yeah, so. And it looked fantastic. Yeah. And so it sounds like, you know, with this investment on XAML, mm-hmm. which is the markup language for all the platforms, that it's helped create new businesses for Identity Mine.
Yeah, I mean, we just keep adding new service offerings. Like we actually rebranded and did a launch this morning of our new website and new launch, and then of course had a new service offering, which is now Windows Phone 7 Series, or the whole mobile aspect of it.
Gotcha. So. I got a question for you. So do you think that the phone will drive Silverlight development?
Yeah, I think you have a whole set of people who need to decide where they invest their time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the younger generation, this is our PC, the mobile device, right?
That is true.
And so to bring people back into that fold before Windows Phone 7 Series was kind of a tough sell for newer developers. But with Silverlight, they can now take those skills and not just be a mobile developer, but be a web developer. And then with a little bit more training on WPF, even be a Surface or a desktop developer as well. So, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So, I know this is great information and great to hear what Identity Mine's doing with the platform. Okay. And so, you know, to help our audience get to understand you better, know who Kurt is, I'm going to give you a quick little psychological profile.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I'm gonna say two things, and then you pick the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is Mac or PC?
PC.
PC.
Yeah.
All right, and then the next one is Kirk or Spock?
Kirk, but with a T for Kirk. That's how
I like that.
Yeah,
so. All right, so the next one might be a little tricky. So
okay.
Jacob or Edward?
Let's see. What is my wife? I'm going to get busted for this
so
one.
But
I think we're Team
Jacob.
I think we're Team Jacob
okay,
in the Brockett household.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, so. I got you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure.
And thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.